everybody, and welcome to a new episode of StartupRad.io, your podcast show with startup news and interviews from Germany.
Right. Welcome, everybody. This is Jan from StartupRad.io, your startup news from Germany. Right now, I'm sitting here with someone in Accelerator Frankfurt. Could you briefly introduce yourself to our listeners?
Sure. So my name is Stefan Celestio. So I'm one of the co-founders of Align.com, which is a RegTech startup, and we handle cybersecurity, risk management, and compliance.
We are right now today recording here in Accelerator Frankfurt. We are recording a panel on robo-advisory. And so therefore, we get to talk to each other, and it turns out there's a lot you can say about the just recently happening denial of service attacks that took down some pretty well-known websites like Netflix. And that is actually what your company does. Can you first tell us a little bit about what you're doing, and then what those denial of service attacks with IoT devices on such a big scale actually mean for the startups out there?
Sure. So we built a software as a service platform that helps you manage these processes. So I can give you an example that actually ties directly into the denial of service attacks. If you look at medium-sized companies in Germany, at least half of them don't even have a security policy. So really the basic rules you should put in place in terms of organizational measures, technical measures on how to actually address cybersecurity. Because a lot of people think about cybersecurity as a technical topic, which in some parts it is, but it also is very much about behavior and decision making. And this is what we support with both a very detailed content library where you can set up security policies very easily and also risk assess your current situation or basically maybe your vendors or something like that. So we are in B2B business. We sell to big banks, big corporations, but also smaller ones that need to basically set up this organization. Coming to the denial of service attacks. So if you look at that situation, which was quite interesting, actually our product was also slightly affected by it on Friday. Some images were not loading because one of the services we used was not available. What happened there was that a lot of connected devices like cameras and so on, internet connected cameras, were used from a botnet called Mirai to attack the domain name infrastructure of one service provider, which a lot of the big services use, so they were no longer reachable on the internet. And this was actually, if you look at the details, wasn't actually a big hack. What this botnet does is scan the internet for these cameras and other devices that have default passwords. It's not even any kind of like what you think about if you think about like movie hackers. It's just using a list of default passwords, logging in and taking over the device.
Like when I have a camera somewhere in my wireless and I have admin and the password that the producer gives it, and then just leave it that way, it's vulnerable to attacks.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and this is one of the basic rules you should follow in setting up security, changing something like default settings. In this case, it's not always the fault of the user because there are some hard-coded settings that the manufacturer put in, which allowed this, but this is again a decision they made at some point in time. It's not really a technical topic. The a little bit bad part about it is that if you have these devices, I have some cameras at home to watch my cats at home or like where to regulate the temperature and so on. You have no way of actually knowing are they infected or so. You would never notice. And I'm actually also not sure. I think I have to disconnect them because maybe they are participating in this.
And what could, how would such an attack affect startups, and what can they do about it?
I can let me give you the example from our own service. Yeah? So we noticed actually during a customer demo that some pictures on our platform were not loading. And then we noticed, okay, there's actually, we use a lot of different services. Like everybody who builds a software product nowadays, you use all these cloud services, platform as a service, microservices, and so on. And each of those could be affected in numerous ways by issues like this. And it's sometimes hard to pinpoint in current architectures. On the other hand, it wasn't actually that bad because picture loading is maybe not that critical. The rest of the platform was working as quite normally. And if you would have a traditional attack, you have your own servers, somebody attacks them, everything would be gone. And this is something we were able also to basically live through without so much of an impact.
I see. And if there's now fintech out there who listens to this and is worried about such attacks, what would you recommend them to do? what will be very easy steps to follow?
Mm-hmm. I mean, in terms of this attack, but maybe more in general, is actually putting this topic security as a priority, which a lot of people don't do, which I understand when you do a product development, you want to be fast on the market. But of course, certain things you should start looking at from the beginning. So because otherwise, it's very hard to re-engineer this later. And also, you might get in trouble with the law. You have some, like, for example, if you have a data privacy violation, you get fees and so on. Yeah? Not just your platform going down or customer trust. I can actually recommend an article we wrote for fintech and startup companies with like security tips. If you have show notes, we can put it in there.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Is it in German or in English?
It's in English.
Very good. Just visit www.startuprate.io. Look for our interview here. And if you listen on this on the website, just go down just a little bit. Exactly, there it is.
So one thing that I would always recommend, like I mentioned in this case here, changing default settings, looking at actually things like passwords. Yeah, this is a classic.
I assume 123456 is no secure password, as well as 2234567. And if you have like combinations, like there's a frequent example used like banana 4, which you can very easily guess it's not a good password.
Yeah, that's right. And it even gets worse. Yeah, what most people do nowadays is use the same password everywhere. Now think about if you're the CTO and you have the admin access everywhere and you use the same stuff you use on, I don't know, LinkedIn or wherever, the same password. LinkedIn has been hacked. You have these leaks of user databases everywhere, like hundreds of millions of accounts, and these passwords are out there. And if you reuse the same one, I guarantee you, you've been affected, and some people use automatic scripts to test this against all kinds of services.
What I personally use is now a two-step verification, meaning I put in the password, then something pops up on my cell phone, I confirm it, and then I'm in. Is this more secure?
Yeah, this takes the risk out of this situation a lot. I use this as well. It's sometimes slightly inconvenient, yeah, but it's a very big step. You can use, most of the services offer this, and you can use something like Google Authenticator on your phone to have these passcodes that change every 30 seconds. It's same like your online banking if you have this 10 numbers just for all your important services. On the other hand, what I can also recommend is using something like password managers like 1Password, LastPassword, because they automate this process of having for every service really a completely different and very strong meaning. A long password. People who are still using something like 8 characters, this is the 20th century is calling and want their security advice back. Nowadays, at some point, you should go like 15 characters or more. And I'm serious, no? Because you can crack small passwords if you have the database. 8 characters, you can do that in seconds nowadays.
Okay, I take with you 2-step verification, pretty good. At least 15 characters for password, right? And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, da da da. Up to 15 digits, it's no good as well, right?
These are in different dictionary lists. If you want to crack passwords, you try these word lists, and most of these are in there. And think about all these leaks that I mentioned, all these passwords and user accounts that have been hacked at different services. These are the first ones that you try when you crack other services. And there's even some articles out there that describe the most used passwords and something like 1, 2, 3, whatever is like usually at the top, or password or whatever.
It gets secret is also pretty good.
Secret, yes. This is my targets of opportunity, let's say. Yeah? You're not directly the target. It gets much worse if somebody wants to hurt you directly. They will know what your pet's name is, or your mother's birthday or so, because that's usually easy to find out nowadays. And passwords is the number one thing I recommend everybody to do, not just in business, but in their personal lives as well, because this is intertwined nowadays as well.
That was some pretty good security advice. More questions to your company. How do people find your website?
So we are at align.com, that's ALYNE.com. Yeah. And you can sign up actually also for a trial account if you are maybe even a security manager or so somewhere listening into this. You would be our target customer, and happy to actually show you if you are interested. Just let me know. You find my address also on the website. Send me an email or give me a ring. Oh, my name is Stefan Solistio. Here the Chief Customer Officer of Align.
And since I know a lot of investors listen to this, are you still looking for capital?
Yes, that's actually also true. We are 4 founders and we're completely bootstrapped as of this point. So we are looking to raise the financing right now in the next months. We just to give you a bit of a pointer of where we are on the market since March, and have already quite a few customers. So we are really at this point where we want to accelerate and grow the business from here.
That's pretty cool. Thank you very much for the interview. And I really do hope you get the money and don't have to turn on cracking passwords.
Yeah, that's always another business opportunity.